If your group order sounds something like,
can I get a Big Mac?
Can I get a Big Chicken?
And no onions on mine.
And extra sauce on mine.
No,
and
no sauce on mine.
It might be easier to order ahead in the McDonald's app to save time and maybe a little energy also at participating McDonald's.
Explore all the history Texas has to offer by planning your visit to a state historic site. The Texas Historical Commission invites visitors to experience firsthand the diverse stories and cultures that impacted the history of the Lone Star State. From Native American sites to frontier forts, these sites enrich people's lives through their unique history. To explore and visit historic Texas at a state historic site near you, visit thc.texas.gov. Explore all the history Texas has to offer by planning your visit to a state historic site. The Texas Historical Commission invites visitors to experience firsthand the diverse stories and cultures that impacted the history of the Lone Star State. From Native American sites to frontier forts, these sites enrich people's lives through their unique history. To explore and visit historic Texas at a state historic site near you, visit thc.texas.gov. Explore all the history Texas has to offer by planning your visit to a state historic site. The Texas Historical Commission invites visitors to experience firsthand the diverse stories and cultures that impacted the history of the Lone Star State. From Native American sites to frontier forts, these sites enrich people's lives through their unique history. To explore and visit historic Texas at a state historic site near you, visit thc.texas.gov. Explore all the history Texas has to offer by planning your visit to a state historic site. The Texas Historical Commission invites visitors to experience firsthand the diverse stories and cultures that impacted the history of the Lone Star State. From Native American sites to frontier forts, these sites enrich people's lives through their unique history. To explore and visit historic Texas at a state historic site near you, visit thc.texas.gov.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we look ahead to the upcoming games during opening week in the 2023 WNBA season. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and stay tuned for this edition of the program. Got to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the situation going on with the Las Vegas Aces. As recent as yesterday, the WNBA put out information and announced that the Las Vegas Aces will lose their 2025 first-round pick for violating league laws, including head coach of the Aces, Becky Hammon, will be suspended for 2 games without pay for violating league and team respect in the workplace policies. All of this is related to her alleged bullying and treatment of former Las Vegas Aces player De'Erica Hamby. According to the report that's been put out in the WNBA's investigation of allegations of workplace misconduct, this was all related to Hamby's pregnancy during her last year with the Las Vegas Aces. Also, Hamby was undergoing contract negotiations. There was reports of a contract extension that were taking place between her and the Aces. But this report has recently come out that there were reports that alleged that she was bullied and workplace misconduct and manipulation due to her being pregnant at that time. They're saying that Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon had an involvement with that. The WNBA, as this show is airing, the investigation is still going on. And as a result of that, Coach Hammon has been suspended for 2 games without pay for violating league and team respect in the workplace policies. And also, too, the Aces will not have a first-round draft pick in 2025 due to violating league laws. There's a lot to unpack from this, and there's a lot that's still going on because it's still fresh and new and currently what's going on the heels of the WNBA season that's going to be starting real soon. Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon, she fought back. She is adamant that she had a good relationship with D'Erica during their time together in Las Vegas. And even with D'Erica being traded in the offseason, she's a part of a new team now. She's with the Los Angeles Sparks. So D'Erica, if I'm not mistaken, had one more year left on her contract with the Aces. But after they won the championship, not even 2 months later after announcing she was pregnant, the Aces traded her to the Los Angeles Sparks. So now it's a new beginning for D'Erica Hamby with the Sparks. We'll get to D'Erica's side of the story in just one moment, but I want to play just not in its entirety, but here's some audio from Las Vegas head coach Becky Hammond addressing the media after the WNBA announced her suspension for 2 games for violating workplace policies. Here's Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammond.
I don't recall my relationship with Hamby being anything but on the up and up. And I'm just obviously, along with the organization and everything, disappointed with the findings. But, we're looking forward to kind of putting the whole thing behind us and playing good basketball. Obviously, it's not a fun situation at all. It's never to have your name kind of be associated with something like that, which, you know, is not who you are as a person. It's not how I operate. On the other hand, I did talk to my team. They were great. I have to say they've been very professional throughout this whole process. Obviously, I have the support of my organization and my team and my family. But it's never a good feeling to have to, you know, call home and say, leave the TV off for the kids. You always want to protect the people that are closest to me, but this is part of the gig, and so obviously the people that are closest to me, it affects the most. My girls are close with me. They've had certain feelings about it, but those are for them to share and not myself. No, I don't. I don't think they fell short. That's not how I recall the conversation going. And there wasn't one player complaint in the previous six months. Nikki Fargus can attest to that. Not one person in her office complaining. There's not one statement that was reported to Nikki of anything but quite honestly compliments and how they liked me being their coach. That's who I am, and anybody that knows me knows how I operate. And so it's unfortunate, you know, that this is trades and stuff are part of the business. They're not fun phone calls for me, especially, you know, sometimes your greatest strength can be a great weakness. You know, my greatest strength is probably my relationships with my players. So we're a close-knit group, and I know they'll go to fight. On the court or in any way, we're a family atmosphere, and that's who we are. I handled D'Erica with care from day one when she told me, and she knows that. And like I said, once I make the phone call that the decision's been made to move her, you know, that's when everything kind of fell apart. I don't know the details, but I know they did not interview, according to my knowledge, they didn't interview Asia Wilson, they didn't interview Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, not anybody that was on last year's roster. No, they did not interview any of them. Well, those are completely false. I never had one bad text between me and D'Erica Hamby. Completely false. Or email. First of all, I don't email my players. I talk to them directly. but we do exchange texts. And, anything that is less than the up and up, I can tell you is adamantly false and not true from any person in this organization. It's not how we do business. It's not who we are. But I did learn recently that people can screenshot or set up a conversation. They can have their friend text them certain things and frame it and put Coach Hammond or whoever or Nikki Fargus on the top of the screen and just kind of doctor things the way they want to doctor. That's the world we live in. But every one of those accusations are vehemently false. It means everything. When you're part of an organization that has invested into you personally, you know, just I'm talking about just me and has the belief in you. Of course, you never want there to be bumps in the road or any kind of issues. You don't want that for your organization. So I think the thing with Hamby, to me, I mean, it's just, for me, it was just business. But to have Mark Davis, Nikki Fargus behind you, and more importantly, my girls, my team, support me completely. And that's all I need to keep it moving. And, you know, like I said, I'll take my little lump on the chin and keep it moving. We're bigger than this. We're that, like I said, it's just not who the Aces are. It's not who I am. It's not who the Aces organization is. So yeah, everybody's kind of disappointed in the situation, but at the end of the day, we know who we are. And so we go to sleep every night in that truth. It wasn't a problem, and it never was why we made the decision to move Hamby. We made the decision to move Hamby because we could get three bodies in for her one contract. And we wanted to get three more people in. I think it's very evident who we signed on why we made the move. But it was never an issue, and it was never the reason she was traded. It just wasn't. It came down to math and business. That's all it was. Nothing personal. Hamby, I mean, like I said, I had a great relationship with Hamby the whole time. Which is why she probably felt the way she did, you know. It feels like a betrayal, but like I said, it's a crappy part of my job, but somebody's got to be the bearer of bad news.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and the Las Vegas Aces. So you heard from Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammond. Now let's hear from Los Angeles Sparks forward De'Erica Hamby as she addressed the media in regards to the WNBA workplace investigation.
I've known since yesterday, but they released it this morning. Don't really have much to say about it. I kind of, you know, want to move forward and focus on where I am today. I'm healthy, I'm happy. You know, my son is healthy, and I'm going to be playing basketball this season. So just want to focus on moving forward. This part of it's over, and then me and the union will continue to explore my options. So yeah, cross that part of it off.
Are there other parts?
Maybe. I'm not going to try to put too much pressure on myself. I'm focusing on getting in shape and, you know, just turning the motor back on for basketball. But I'm going to play, and I told Kurt, you know, hold me to the same standard you would as if I was health, like fully healthy or not recovering from pregnancy. And, you know, I work hard, and I think that'll speak for itself. Because I'm capable. I was physically cleared at 4 weeks, and I did start to rest. And then as time went on and I was kind of sitting at home, I was like, this is kind of boring. Like, I want to go back and play basketball. Like I said, I called KB 4 or 5 days before camp, and I was like, I'm going to be there. And, you know, the first day I was supposed to just be like non-contact, and I ended up doing contact. So I feel good. You know, we had the scrimmage, and it was nice just to be running up and down the court against another team. And as I continued, each day I feel myself getting stronger and more into basketball mode, and just be prepared for Friday. I think initially a little bit, and I've been having to dial myself in and not make it personal to try to prove the Aces wrong. Right now I'm proving to myself and my kids, you know, and like I said, I can do it. But I think initially, yeah, there was like a little bit of, initially I always expected to return to play. But when the trade happened, I doubted myself for a little bit, but I'm back. I was impressed with my conditioning. The 9 shots that I took were all of my looks that I would get in a normal scenario, so to say, and I just didn't finish well. Defensively, I gotta go back, you know, I'm a tough player, I gotta go back to embracing physicality, but that I think just comes with the mental switch that has to go off for me, and I've done it before. I did it when I came back last season against Con, you know, I flipped the switch and I'm gonna be prepared for Friday. I think for me, it's just my body like did it was supposed to do. The first one, it doesn't know what's going on. I feel like the second one, you know, I gave her natural birth and I was walking around after 10 minutes. So my body, I mean, the woman body is incredible in general, but the way that.
Hers is different.
But, you know, like, I don't take that for granted. I think everything happens for a reason, you know. Both of my children were born 3 weeks early, for different reasons, who knows. But for the timing of both of my pregnancies to allow me to continue to play and not to miss a season, I'm thankful for. Yeah, and there's so much footage, and he can literally get on the internet and Google his mom's name and it'll pop up. But, you know, blessing and a curse that there's so much media access. And right now, it's nice to get all this coverage, but it's kind of, like I said, I'm not going to say triggering, but it's still a very sensitive subject for me at times, more so for my kids. But I'm here. Yeah, probably be emotional for me, but I'm locked in on Sparks basketball.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and the Los Angeles Sparks. All right, so you heard from Los Angeles Sparks forward De'Erica Hamby just talking about all sorts of things in her presser when she was just talking about police investigation that the WNBA is conducting, talking about the treatment that she faced during the days after winning the WNBA championship, also talking about the impact that her son, her newborn son, he's not old enough to realize this right now, but just the legacy and the continuing legacy of De'Erica Hamby in the WNBA and also her growing daughter, Amaya, and what she's witnessing as of this time and just the adjustment going from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. And De'Erica also talked about just getting back in shape and just making sure she's going to be ready for the opener on Friday. All right, so you heard from Aces head coach Becky Hammon, and you heard from the newest addition to the Los Angeles Sparks forward, De'Erica Hamby. All right, here's what I've processed from this thus far, because remember, the investigation as this show is airing is still ongoing. I remember watching it on a sports network. I won't name the name, but I was watching this on a sports network, and when I saw that before the trade had happened, I knew about the contract negotiations that were going on, the Las Vegas Aces and De'Erica Hamby. And there was a lot of money to go around, but there was only so much money to go around, I should say, because there were players that were up for extensions and negotiations and things of that nature. Asia Wilson, league MVP, got a contract extension, very deserving of it. We knew Kelsey Plum, a previous sixth woman of the year, was going to get her money. We knew that had to happen. Chelsea Gray, very important in the playoff run. We knew that she was due for a contract as well. So De'Erica Hamby was kind of left out in the fold, wanted to stay in Las Vegas. But as you heard in what head coach Becky Hammon and what she said, she doesn't like making those tough decisions, but she's got to make those decisions from a business standpoint. Now, after the trade had happened, when Las Vegas had traded De'Erica to Los Angeles, De'Erica made an Instagram post and saying that she was very distraught and didn't know what happened. She was kind of out of it and things of that nature. So she expressed her frustration about the trade from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. Now, with these new reports that have come in terms of the workplace investigation and with her, it is again alleged that Coach Hammon made some discouraging remarks towards Hamby in regards to her pregnancy and just all sorts of things that are going on. And again, I don't want to play both sides of the fence. I don't like to play both sides of the fence in a lot of situations, but everything is up in the air right now because it's almost like she said, and then here's what the WNBA has to say. Bottom line is this: anytime that I hear about a workplace investigation or bullying or workplace harassment, my first reaction is always going to go towards the person that has been harassed. I'm also a believer that more information needs to come out in terms of how did this come about? Was there communication going on? Was De'Erica saying this because she's still angry at the time about being traded? I mean, there's so many things that could go on in this type of situation. And like what what Coach Hammon was saying, again, she doesn't like to make the tough decisions, but it's a part of the business. It's just the belly of the beast in the business of professional sports. But again, the investigation is still ongoing. So again, for those of you that may not be familiar with the situation, again, the WNBA recently announced that the Las Vegas Aces' 2025 first-round draft pick has been removed for violating team rules. And again, this is in conjunction with head coach Becky Hammon being suspended for 2 games without pay for violating league and team respect in the workplace policies. And of course, this is due to alleged bullying and harassment of De'Erica Hamby during the time of her pregnancy, being pregnant with her second child. His name is Legend. And again, the WNBA, they recently put together a new collective bargaining agreement, a new CBA. Matter of fact, this was right after the wobble where they put into place about involving pregnant athletes and maternity leave, and also with revenue sharing in terms of the different broadcasting companies and things of that nature that was going to be included in the new CBA. And also, too, in the new CBA, where suspensions would come into place, I believe, starting next year, where if players miss training camp, they'll be suspended for a specific amount of time and they're going to be fined as well. Matter of fact, if a player and under the current CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, but those who miss the start of the regular season will be suspended for the entire season. Now for next year, for 2024 and going forward, those who miss the start of training camp will be suspended for the regular season. So all of that was included in the new CBA collective bargaining agreement. So long story short, this is a very murky situation. What a way to kind of start off the start of the WNBA season, the 2023 WNBA season, where you have Becky Hammon, head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, and her former player, De'Erica Hamby, and with these workplace allegations and harassment and bullying allegations, man, this is definitely something that's definitely going to be heating up for many days and many, many weeks to come. So stay tuned. My next storyline is going to be Brittany Griner. So for those of you that may have not heard, Brittany Griner was released from a Russian prison back in, I want to say, between late March, early April. There was an exchange that had happened between the Biden administration and the Putin administration, political jockeying back and forth. There were talks within the legislatures, also, again, with the different Homeland Security, State Department, things of that nature to bring Brittany back home. Story short, after months and long and agonizing months, Brittany is back home and she rejoined her team, the Phoenix Mercury. And I'm going to get more into the Brittany Griner situation in just a moment. But first, here's Phoenix Mercury center Brittany Griner addressing the media after being released from a Russian prison on April the 27th of 2023.
I'm no stranger to hard times, so just digging deep, honestly, you know, you're going to be faced with adversities throughout your life. This was a pretty big one, but I just kind of relied on my hard work getting through it. I know this sounds so small, but, you know, dying in practice, you know, and just hard workouts, you find a way to just grind it out. Just put your head down and just keep going. Just keep moving forward. You know, you can never stand still. And that was my thing. Just never be still. Never get too focused on the now and just, you know, looking forward to, you know, what's to come. Am I exactly where I want to be? No. But, you know, I'm on the right track to getting there. That's for sure. I'm never going overseas to play again unless I'm representing my country at the Olympics. You know, if I make that team, that would be the only time I would leave the U.S. soil. The whole reason a lot of us go over, you know, is the pay gap. You know, a lot of us go over there to make an income, to support our families, to support ourselves. So I don't knock any player that wants to go overseas.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and the Phoenix Mercury. So that was Phoenix Mercury center Brittany Griner addressing the media after being released from a Russian prison. That was on April the 27th of 2023. All right, I mentioned about the political nature that was surrounding Brittany Griner's release from a prison in Russia. Okay, here's my take on this. Not just black people, but just all people in general. If you're traveling, whether it be for business or for leisure, you must remember about sovereignty the sovereignty and the rules and the laws of that country. Point blank, period, simple, end of story. You must respect the sovereignty, the rules, and the laws of that country. Because again, a lot of, when anytime you're dealing with politics and you're dealing with political prisoners that are being released as classified information, we're never going to know all of the true ins and outs of the details in terms of Britney being released. We know that somebody else was released. There was an exchange in regards to this. I'm not going to get into the depths of that in terms, because that's very, very political. I know a lot of the ins and outs of this, but I won't get into details about that. But bottom line is this: you must respect the sovereignty, the rules, and the laws when you're visiting any country outside of the United States, whether it be Canada or the Caribbean or South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, no matter where you are in the world. Respect the laws, respect the rules, and you have to respect the sovereignty. Britney's blessed. Britney is blessed, and I'm glad that she's home, but there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this. Number one, again, respect the sovereignty, respect the rules, and respect the laws of another country. Remember, respect given and respect earned. And again, I'm happy that Britney's home. I mean, Britney mentioned about she's not where she wants to be in terms of being in shape, but she's going to get there, and she's going to have to rev it up in a hurry because the WNBA season is right around the corner. And I know she's going to be asked a lot of her. And I mean, Phoenix has missed her for a whole year, and I know BG is going to get back into the groove of things. And of course, when you have a Diana Taurasi and a Skylar Diggins-Smith, I mean, I know they're going to be welcoming her with open arms. Really, the whole WNBA is going to be welcoming her with open arms. So again, BG back home. Now she's going to get acclimated with her team once again, and make up for lost time while she was away. But I know Britney's talented, Britney's focused, and certainly she's someone that's going to take the reins. They're definitely somebody that's going to hold down the fort. And I mentioned Skylar Diggins-Smith being on the team. Skylar is currently on maternity leave. I stand corrected. Forgive me for forgive me on that error right there, but Skylar Diggins-Smith is currently on maternity leave at the moment. So, but Britney, a lot of shoulders are going to be on her alongside Sophie Cunningham. Also, you got Diana Taurasi, just to name a few. So certainly Britney back in the WNBA, and certainly there's going to be big hype around her this whole season. So my last storyline is going to be the 2023 WNBA season. So the season actually began back in April. We had the WNBA draft, and we had some stars that were drafted. Aaliyah Boston, the number one overall pick in the 2023 WNBA draft, drafted by the Indiana Fever. Also, you had some other quality players that were drafted. Lou Lopez Senechal, who played at UConn, going to the Dallas Wings. So many solid players, but Aaliyah Boston, number one overall pick out of South Carolina. I tell you one thing, Daly, she's got something special currently going on in South Carolina and continue to do her thing. So you've got Aaliyah Boston, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft. And then you've got so many great storylines that are coming out of this squad, coming out of this season this year. First, the Las Vegas Aces, so much drama with them with the whole De'Erica Hamby situation. The league investigation involving head coach Becky Hammond suspended two games without pay. But listen, the Aces are going to be locked and loaded. They're going to be ready to go. Asia Wilson, reigning league MVP, on top of her game. You've also got Kelsey Plum. You know, Kelsey is a straight monster out there. Chelsea Gray. Also, you got Sydney Colson. You've got Kirsten Bell's going to be good. How about the addition of Alicia Clark? Defense personified, awesome. And then you got Jackie Young. And, of course, the addition of Candace Parker. I mean, what can you say about Candace for her? So the Aces, they lost De'Erica Hamby, tough situation. But when you bring in somebody like Candace Parker, the veteran leadership, the defense, the championship pedigree, I mean, what can you say about CP? She's still doing her thing and still playing at a high level. So how about the Los Angeles Sparks? Again, new addition, De'Erica Hamby, but you also got the Ogwumike sisters. You got NECA, and you got a sister, Chene. Also, you got a Azuray Stevens, a part of the Sparks as well. You've got Lexi Brown, also Jordan Canada. You don't have Katie Lou Samuelson. She's currently on maternity leave, but the Sparks, they're going to hold their own. They're going to be major this year. They got something to say, especially De'Erica Hamby. That's going to be she's got a lot to prove. It could be a comeback year for her this year. How about the New York Liberty? Recently with the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu got a contract extension. So the New York Liberty, they believe in her. Also, you got Stephanie Dolson in the mix. How about Maureen Yohannes? Maureen showed some promise last year. The addition of Jonquel Jones, who played so many seasons with the Connecticut Sun. This is going to be her first year with the New York Liberty. You also have Bettnija Laney, also Brianna Stewart, Courtney Vandersloot coming over from the Chicago Sky. Man, New York is locked and loaded. New York could turn the tide this year. And, of course, this is a come-up year, a year that could turn the tide in that franchise, and especially for Sabrina Ionescu's career. So definitely New York making a lot of transitions this year, getting Courtney Vandersloot, getting Jonquel Jones, getting Brianna Stewart, and then you got Bettnija Laney in the mix as well. Man, that team, New York, I think they say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. Well, the Liberty, they play in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, but nevertheless, I mean, Sabrina Ionescu, I mean, one of those great talents, one of those talented players that's, again, the Liberty, they believe in her. She recently got the contract extension, so this is going to be a make-or-break year for the Liberty as they try to move up and take that next level in their development. When you got Jonquel, Brianna, and you got Courtney, the skies are definitely going to be the limit. How about the Seattle Storm? Sue Bird, last year was her final year in the WNBA. She retired. So now the reins belong to Jewel Lloyd. Jewel Lloyd, one of the best players currently in the WNBA. You got a rookie from Tennessee. Her name is Jordan Horston, who's going to be good as well. You've also got, of course, Kia Nurse coming back from injuries. They signed Teresa Plaisance, who played with the Las Vegas Aces. How about Ezzie Magbogor, who was one of the top defenders in the WNBA? She led the league in blocks last year. So Seattle, this is a transition year for them, and Jewel Lloyd is going to be the one that's going to have to hold down the fort and make things happen when Sue Bird, being the floor general, being the leader for so long. But now this is Jewel Lloyd's team. Jewel is definitely going to have some big shoes in the absence of Sue Bird. The Atlanta Dream. What a rookie year that Ryan Howard had, right? I'm interested to see what the sophomore year is going to be like for Ryan Howard. Also, you got Naz Hillman, Alicia Gray. Alicia Gray, new addition to the team. Alicia had some great seasons with the Dallas Wings, but now continue to be a part of the development for the Atlanta Dream. Also, Cheyenne Parker, Ari McDonald. How about the rookie out of Stanford, Haley Jones? Big expectations for the Dream this year. And, of course, Monique Billings. Man, Monique, one of my favorite players. And Monique is definitely somebody that's just a monster when it comes to scoring in the paint, rebounding, doing what she has to do to get the job done. Just kind of want to touch a little bit on the Chicago Sky for a moment. The Sky, they've got Rebecca Gardner. They've got Isabel Harrison. You got Ruthie Hebert. Also, Kalia Copper. I mean, Kalia is just a scoring machine. And Kalia Copper, of course, the absence, no more Candace Parker, Courtney Vandersloot. So Kalia's got big shoes to fill. She's going to be the one that's really going to have to hold down the fort. We know her toughness. We know she has a never-say-die attitude. So certainly big shoes to fill because Candace is gone. And now Kalia's going to be the one that's going to make some strides happen in Chicago. Connecticut Sun, again, the absence of Jonquel Jones, no longer with the team. Jasmine Thomas traded to the Los Angeles Sparks. But they do have DeWanna Bonner. They also have Alyssa Thomas, who is like a walking rebound and a walking triple-double. And you got a Dejanay Carrington, someone who's expected to take that next leap. Natisha Heidemann is really good when it comes to her solid shooting. And then Brianna Jones, making big strides. Again, a WNBA Six Woman of the Year Award winner, someone that's improved her game every year. So Connecticut, again, losing Kurt Miller going over to the Los Angeles. So that was a big change is happening in Connecticut. So it's going to be an interesting year for them. The Dallas Wings. The Dallas Wings, again, you have Arike Ogunbowale, floor general, doing what she does best, being Arike, being the floor general, setting the pace, setting the tone. Also, they got Diamond DeShields. You've got Natasha Howard, who's a defensive specialist, did her thing with the New York Liberty. And then they got the rookie, as I mentioned earlier, with Lou Lopez Senechow. And then you've got Satu Sabali, who is expected to make a big jump this year. So Dallas, on paper, Dallas is a team that, and okay, how could I forget about the rookie from Villanova, Maddie Zegras, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, excuse me. And Dallas, again, the team is getting younger. This is a team that's expected to take the next step. This is a team that's really having high hopes, so to speak, right? This is a team that's supposed to ascend and go to the next level. So in Dallas, and they're trying to take that next level. Indiana Fever, again, with the Indiana Fever, you've got Nelissa Smith. You've also got Kelsey Mitchell in the mix, Aaliyah Boston, and Grace Berger, both are rookies. And you got Queen Egbo in the mix as well, one of the top rising defenders in the league, Victoria Vivians. So Indiana, again, they went through so many changes last year, going from various head coaches, so many things that were happening with them during that particular time. So the Fever, they're just looking for their identity. The team is young, they're hungry, and they're just working with so much young talent on that squad. For the Minnesota Lynx, Cheryl Reeve is back. Sylvia Fowles, retired, was a mainstay with the Lynx. They don't have her anymore, but Nafisa Collier, she's back with the team. She was on maternity leave last year, but Nafisa is back. She's healthy, doing what she does. And also you've got Ariel Powers in the mix. You've also got Tiffany Mitchell, someone that's always productive as well. They've got Diamond Miller, the rookie out of Maryland. So, again, Minnesota, they went through the changes with the retirement of Sylvia Fowles. However, as I stated earlier, Nafisa Collier is back. She's someone that's going to bring that veteran leadership, someone that's going to be a voice. She's going to be a voice in the ear of a lot of those rookies and those youngsters that are coming into the squad. And it's going to be an interesting situation for the Minnesota Lynx. So definitely a lot of changes happening in the WNBA. So much was just going on in the WNBA during the season. And I mentioned about the Dallas Wings for a moment. Marina Mabry. Marina was a mainstay with the Wings. Now she's with the Chicago Sky. So, again, Courtney Vandersloot now playing with the New York Liberty. So Marina Mabry, someone that's hoping to also fill that void in the absence of Courtney. And the Washington Mystics, again, with the Mystics, you've got Elena Deladon returning, bringing that veteran leadership. You know what she's all about. Ariel Atkins, playmaker. Natasha Cloud, another floor general. What can you say about her? Maisha Hines-Allen, doing what she does best. Brittany Sykes, new addition to the team after playing some seasons with the Los Angeles Sparks, one of the top defensive players in the league. And, of course, Shakira Austin. What a rookie season that Shakira Austin had. I wonder how her sophomore year is going to go, just like Ryan Howard. So, again, the Washington Mystics, high hopes for them this year. Still a young team. They've got Deladon, they've got Cloud, and they've got Ariel Atkins, the veterans on that team, Maisha Hines-Allen. So Washington, again, they're looking to take that next step and hopefully make strides in terms of being at the top, coming back to the top, not just in the Eastern Conference, but in the WNBA. All right, so we have some, as they say, new faces, new places. Stephanie White, the new head coach of the Connecticut Sun. Kurt Miller was let go. He's the new head coach of the Los Angeles Sparks. I mentioned earlier about the Indiana Fever going through coaches. They had their previous head coach, Marianne Stanley, was fired. They wound up using an interim coach, but now they have a new coach with Christie's side. And then Eric Thibault, the new head coach of the Washington Mystics. And then you also have Latricia Tremell, the new head coach of the Dallas Wings, after the Dallas Wings let go Vicky Johnson during her time as the head coach of the Dallas Wings. So, again, new faces, new places, Connecticut, Indiana, Washington, Dallas, and Los Angeles, all new head coaches. However, turning head coaches, Atlanta Dream, Tanisha Wright, Chicago Sky, James Wade, the New York Liberty, Sandy Brondello. For the Las Vegas Aces, Becky Hammons returning. Also returning for the Minnesota Lynx, Cheryl Reeve, followed by Vanessa Nygaard from the Phoenix Mercury and Noelle Quinn from the Seattle Storm. So, you know, we got, as I stated earlier, new faces, new places, but we also have some familiar people returning to their respective teams. And the WNBA season was red hot smoking during the offseason, and this season should be very interesting with the return of Brittany Griner and the storylines happening with Las Vegas, with head coach Becky Hammon, and now with new sparks for De'Erica Hamby, and then with the draft class this year, it should definitely be exciting. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll look ahead to the upcoming games during opening week in the 2023 WNBA season. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season premiere of Striving for It All.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Oops.
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room. Preventing tip-over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, before we get on out of here, we're going to give you a look ahead to the upcoming games during opening week in the 2023 WNBA season. Let's start off with Friday, May 19th, opening night in the WNBA. We have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Indiana Fever, followed by we have the New York Liberty going up against the Washington Mystics. This should be an interesting game with the new-look Liberty, with not just Sabrina Ionescu and Bette Niger-Laney, but also with Courtney Vandersloot, Brianna Stewart, and Jonquel Jones. So the Liberty will go up against the Mystics in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., followed by we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Minnesota Lynx, and then we have the return of BG, Brittany Griner, as the Phoenix Mercury will go up against the new-look Los Angeles Sparks, of course, with their newest Ika Hamby. And, of course, we have the Agwemeke sisters with NECA and Chinee. So it's definitely going to be exciting times in L.A. That's going to be a raucous night in Los Angeles as the sports world and the WNBA welcomes back Brittany Griner. And then on Saturday, May the 20th, we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Dallas Wings. During the free agency period, and especially during the draft, they struck gold in the draft this year and last year. Atlanta, again, Ryan Howard, last year's Rookie of the Year. What is she going to do in year two? It's going to be interesting. And, of course, you have Nas Hillman, also rookie Haley Jones out of Stafford. What is she going to bring to the table this season? Just the great players on that squad, Ari McDonald, and, of course, Monique Billings. What's not to love about Mo, right? Again, she's a walking rebound and second chance point. So this is going to be good. And then the Dallas Wings, you've got Arike Ogunbowale, and you got the rookie Alu Lopez-Senichel, also Maddie Zygris, the rookies on the Wings. So this is going to be an interesting game between Atlanta and Dallas. And these two teams could set the tone for the next 2 to 5 years in the WNBA. And then we have a rematch of an intense playoff matchup last year between the Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm. They'll be playing in Seattle. Of course, no Becky Hammond for this game, but the Aces still have their squad. Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Bebe Williams, Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, and the newest addition, Candace Parker, going up against the Seattle Storm. Sue Bird, retired, but guess what? You cannot sleep on the Gold Mamba, Jewel Loy. Jewel is just a walking bucket, and she's definitely going to bring it to the table for Seattle. And, of course, the defense of Ezzie MacVergor. On Sunday, May 21st, we have the Washington Mystics Sun. Again, this is going to be a good game. You got Elena Deladon going up against Dawana Bonner. Also, Alyssa Thomas is in the mix as well. This should be a fun one. You've got the Indiana Fever going up against the New York Liberty. And then we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Phoenix Mercury. And this is going to be Brittany Griner's first home game in Phoenix. So I know that crowd in Phoenix is going to be an interesting one for that game between the Chicago Sky and the Phoenix Mercury. So those are the games to look forward to for opening week in the WNBA. Should be exciting, should be interesting, and hopefully it's never a dull moment. All right, that's going to do it for the season premiere of Striving for It All. Hope you enjoyed this broadcast. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Striving for It All.